My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most dapper podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
Dapper Dan. What made you think of dapper?
I don't know. Just kind
of. I like it.
Just kind of popped
dapper's
in my head.
Dapper's a word that doesn't get thrown around a lot.
I know.
Good job bringing dapper back.
As you know, I'm known for my vocabulary, so.
How are you doing, sir?
Good.
I wish you guys. Great. I wish we could also see people's reactions because I notice I do a lot of like movement when I talk.
Yeah.
So how are you doing, sir? You're good?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. Liking your new,
new place
of employment?
Job. Yeah, a lot.
Really? What have you done so far? Anything? Have you done any phone call tests yet?
No. Listened to a few. We've just done mostly like we're like putting ourselves in the shoes of people who use PayPal for the first time.
All right.
So we've been doing a lot of like setting up. We have, like, this little emulator, and we're like, setting up accounts, sending money to each other and stuff like that.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Huh.
It's been fun.
Good.
I like the arcade there.
Yeah, I heard there's an arcade. How many, what do they got? Anything?
They have a racing game. They have one of those.
Is it Cruising USA?
I don't think so.
Damn.
They have one of those retro arcade ones that has, like.
It's the MAMEs or whatever they're called. It's like M-A-M-E. One where it's got like a bunch
of. It's got a bunch. Yeah. It's got like, you know, Donkey Kong Jr., Galaga, Pac-Man, everything. All those.
Is it free?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then they have Golden Tee 2014.
Nice.
And they have one of those touchscreen things that you usually see at like bars or sports bars.
Oh, to like play like card games or.
Well, you could play like a bunch of like, you could play puzzle card action games. I actually have. I am currently in 4th, 6th, 9th, and 10th place in Hoop Jones.
Nice!
I'm coming for first place.
That's awesome. How do you play it?
It's just this game where this hoop goes back and forth.
And you got to try and get the ball in?
Yeah, you got four guys, and you try and you just touch on them when the hoop is.
Nice!
And you do it at like three different distances.
Nice. That seems actually pretty fun.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a fun game. There's an actual basketball court.
I know. There's like a basketball court, like a nice walk trail.
Yeah, and a volleyball court as well.
Oh, it's volleyball. I didn't know about
and
that.
And a fitness center.
How's the cafeteria? Have you eaten there yet?
You know, I haven't actually eaten anything from the cafeteria. I've eaten in the cafeteria, but stuff I brought.
I heard they have like a really good cafeteria.
Yeah, and you can order early too, which is awesome. Yeah, and just show up and be like, hey, that's a. You just pay with your PayPal account.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're just like, oh, well, that's.
Do
that's
they
mine.
Pay you in. Your PayPal account?
No, they don't.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it just goes into your PayPal account.
So what are you going to be doing when you're finally out of training?
All right, customer service.
Yeah, just, you always got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you just get some ridiculous-ass calls. I bought these box of black dildos from eBay. I haven't got them yet.
Well, you see, due to the large size of the dildos, the shipping may take an additional 2 days for handling.
You sure you want your money back on a box of dildos?
What are you going to do with them?
Just stop and then start breathing heavy.
You bought a box of black dildos.
Camille and I signed in for an apartment.
Did you?
Yeah, 120th and Blondo.
Nice.
So not that far from you. Yeah. Just right up the street.
Yeah, that is. Man, it's going to be nice coming to the podcast.
Yeah. Be like, oh, it's 11:55. Gotta go.
Yeah.
And then make it here in time.
Are those, I'm trying to think.
They're called like Wellington.
Wellington. Are they south of Blondo? Towards
right,
Dodge?
You're going to have to.
Between Blondo and Dodge?
No, between Blondo and Maple.
I've never been to those ones.
It's like there's a dog park. Like, I can walk to a dog park from our apartments.
Oh. Yes, I know where those are.
You take, like, you go down Blondo and you take a left on Papillion Parkway.
That's Heflinger Park.
Yep. Where are the apartments? Like, right next to those.
I know where those are.
Yeah. They're nice. Mm-hmm. It's, like, 1,250 square feet.
Nice.
Yeah, for, like, $730 a month or something.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's awesome. Since we're splitting incomes, too. That's nice.
Yeah.
Trying to think of some other stuff. How's your past 2 weeks, man?
Can I crash at your place?
Yeah. We're actually, we're getting a futon so people can actually do that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No, but I don't mean like after like partying or drinking or anything. I just mean, can I come over and just sleep on your futon? Just walk in the house and be like, hey, Camilla.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not against it, but don't abuse it, and I'm cool with it.
No, I'm going to abuse it.
Matt's over again. Well, I guess we're not having very, sex tonight.
Very thoroughly. In fact, I'm going to sleep in your bed.
I come home, just it's closed. I'm just tired as shit. And I'm like, get in. Well, you're not Camilla, but you'll do.
You don't even see me in there yet. You get in the bed. And I roll over and I'm like, hey.
Well, I finally came back to bed.
Finally. After all these years.
Camilla's on the futon. She's just like, God, you guys are so gay.
I fucking hate this. Fucking hate living here.
All Matt does is steal Andy.
This fucking futon ass futon.
I got a Vine, I got a post, but it was like, it was basically what I imagine Camilla thinks I do when I hang out with everyone. And it's just got two bros like, ah, and then at the very end, it looks like they're just butt fucking each other.
I love this thing I saw on 4chan once about bro jobs.
Was it a green text?
Yes.
I love green text.
It was something like, he's like, yeah, me and my friend, we were driving, and we were just like, we were joking around, you know, it was just a big joke, and I called him gay, and he said, yeah, what of it? You know, we're just joking around, we're just kidding, we're just friends and everything, and he pulls over and takes my pants off, you know, just kidding, you know, we're just bros, and he starts blowing me, and I'm yelling, bro job, bro job. It's really funny. We always fuck with each other like this. And he's like, he gets done and he kisses me behind the ear.
Oh, my God.
And it's just really funny because we're just bros, you know? Not gay, though.
Green text. I've recently found, like, galleries of green text.
Nice.
And it is just, I just love green text. It's so good.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to think.
What is going on? I think I'm going to get a new phone soon.
Oh, you've had... How long have you had that now?
Year. Yeah, it's been broken for about 11 months.
I know, you did not, it did not take you long to do that.
No, it did not take me long to break the screen.
I played the Destiny Alpha for like
did
5
you?
Minutes.
How was it?
It felt like Halo mashed with Mass Effect.
I heard a lot of Borderlands comparisons,
yeah,
too.
I can see that, yeah. Too. I can understand that, but I separate Borderlands because that game's hilarious.
On that note, I'm getting an X-Bone.
Are you?
For the Master Chief Collection.
Are you getting rid of your PS4?
I'm not getting rid of
it. Okay, good.
But I'm getting an X-Bone.
Just for that?
Yes, just for that. Okay. It's Halo 1, 2, 3.
That's fine.
No, I'm just telling you what it is.
Okay.
It's Halo 1, 2, 3, and 4. All on their native engines.
Oh, really? No, I thought they were all on new engines.
No, they're on their native like gameplay engines with upscaled graphics.
Oh, okay.
So like when you play Halo 1, it'll play like Halo 1.
Oh, okay.
It won't be like Anniversary where it played like Halo Reach, but it looked like Halo 1.
Oh, okay, so it's on native engine. Then.
Yeah,
okay.
It'll play like Halo 1.
All right.
And Halo 2 will play like Halo 2, Halo 3 will play like Halo 3.
Playing Halo 1 online will be pretty
cool.
Well,
you can fucking play them online, multiplayer, between the games, and you like vote on which one you're playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that is cool.
Yes.
That is really cool.
That's why I'm getting an X-Bone.
Okay, that's pretty cool, and it's nice they price drop now too.
Yeah, I'm not getting the Kinect version.
Yeah,
I'm getting the
fuck
regular
that.
Yeah, I don't need the Kinect version.
Neat.
I know.
I did not know about that. All right. I can't.
Which will be great. I can finally play Halo 4 with my friends.
Yeah.
Because it didn't fucking work when it came out.
Are you gonna get Destiny?
I might. I don't know. I haven't really thought too hard about Destiny.
I don't know either. I was gonna wait on like word of mouth. That's what I usually do for big games.
The only two games I'm actually planning on getting this year is the Master Chief Collection, which I think comes out this year. I think it's
Holiday.
Yeah, Holiday. And Smash Bros.
Oh yeah. Smash Bros comes out this year. I thought it was just is it both come out this year?
Pretty sure.
I thought they said I know they said what the 3DS was.
The 3DS is fall. I think the Wii U is holiday season.
Man,
well.
They're going to bank if it's holiday season.
I think the Master Chief, you know what? Yeah, the Master Chief Collection comes out like mid-November.
Because I know they said that the Halo 5 beta was going to be December.
Yeah, and you can get into the Halo 5 beta through
the Master.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Nice.
Well, this is cool. I'm excited for you to get one.
Yeah, that's neat.
Because now we'll have you'll have both, and I can hear what you have to say about it.
Yeah.
Because everyone I really talk to, like I know their multitasking is fucking phenomenal over the PS4s.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. Because you can straight up like Netflix and do other things at the same time.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I didn't buy them myself, but I got a couple things from the Steam sale.
Ooh, what'd you get?
No shame. I posted my wish list on Facebook. I saw that. And I was like, God, it almost seems like this is the perfect time to buy a gift for a guy whose birthday is in 3 days. I'll just put this here.
What'd you get?
Tyler brought me Terraria.
Nice. That's a good game.
And another friend of mine bought me Goat Simulator.
Oh, dude. When you posted that, I was like, that's perfect. I love getting games on Steam for people. And I was looking at Terraria, but I'm like, No.
No. Because it was the cheapest.
Yeah. I felt like I didn't want you to be like, yeah, look at that cheap motherfucker.
Fucking Tyler said I bought it for you because it was the cheapest.
And then Goat Simulator, I was like, that's kind of a good game.
It is a good game. It was probably, I don't think I had any games on there over $10.
Yeah. And you did it at the perfect time because it's the Steam sale.
Yeah. I know.
Let's see. I got Contagion, which I haven't played yet, but it's like a zombie simulator game.
Yeah.
And then I got some DLC for another game I had. It was on sale, so I was like, oh neat, I wanted this.
Nice.
And it came out like the end of May, so it was awesome getting brand new DLC discounted.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I got Harvester. I think everyone got Harvester, did they?
Harvester?
Yeah, it's an old like adventure game, horror game.
Oh no. I didn't realize it, but
because it was just there in my game library. Oh, really? Yeah, Harvester. Huh. And so I'm like, okay, install.
How big was it?
I don't remember. Hmm. Oh, I got a new router. My router died.
Oh, no. What'd you get?
I got a Netgear WNDR3400.
Nice. Is it a 5 gigahertz?
Yeah.
Dual band?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Which, by the way, if you've seen on your phone, you're no longer connected to Mudkip's Guest.
Oh, that's fine. What's it now?
It's the Promised Land.
That's great.
And the main network is pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
That's awesome. Oh, so there's a guest network again?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, we got a guest network again.
How do you do that? Is it just part of the software?
Yeah, it's just in the software. It'll say, like, wireless networks, and then it'll have your main network, the 2.4 and the 5.
Yeah.
And then you just enable broadcast and put your passcode in. And then you scroll down. It says guest networks 2.4 and 5. Enable broadcast.
How do guest networks differ from main networks?
I know the major thing is you can't get into the router software.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, like, if you connect to the guest network, you can't, you know, it's like 192.168.1.1.
Yeah.
You can't get in there and mess with settings.
Gotcha.
Only the main network can.
I always make it a point to password and log in my router too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, someone's going to try and fuck with this.
Yeah, because I have a password and log in too on my router. Another thing with the guest network is like my main network, the password's 26 characters long.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
But for the guest network, I could just, you know, hey, the password's hand banana.
Is it still?
It's still hand banana, capital H.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Dude, so moving out, looking at everything and all that, since we're not getting cable. We're not, like, not TV. We're just getting internet.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the 25 megabytes per second Cox.
You know what? I think my router, it was making a high-pitched sound, and they said, like,
the old one?
Yeah, the power capacitor was blowing or something like that. I'm starting to think maybe the router was going bad for a while, because my previous speed test, we're supposed to get, like,
you never get what they say.
I know.
You never get.
Yeah, I know. We're supposed to get, like, I think we get 25 down and, like, 5 up.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah. But with my new router, I did a speed test. I was getting 29 down and 7 up.
Nice. Now, I do know, because speed tests treat it as a download packet, sometimes for files, they give you the speed boost. But that's only on larger files, I think. So I don't know. But that's pretty neat, though.
Yeah.
Nice. 29.
29. Nice. 29 down.
Too bad we don't have
Google.
I was
like, fuck. I know.
There was a thread on Reddit that was like, people who have Google Fiber, how is it? And people are like, I was getting 200 megabytes a second the other day. And I was like, Jesus.
Shit, what was I just going to say?
Oh, sorry. We were talking
some
about
good.
Internet up.
Speed test. Download. I was installing Goat Simulator, right. And it said like, you know, 23 minutes or something, and it downloaded in like 7.
Nice.
Yeah.
Steam, that's because Steam's got those dedicated download servers, and they're insane.
Yeah.
I downloaded because a bunch of people at work were getting back into Diablo 3. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, sweet, I'll get back into that, play some a little, because I guess it's completely changed from when I played it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a 25 gig install, mm-hmm. and I took a shower, and it was done. Wow. And that's because Blizzard has, like, insane dedicated servers. I was getting, like, 5 megabytes a second.
Wow.
Yeah, it was insane.
That's pretty good.
How big was Goat Simulator? Because it had some decent graphics, so I imagine it used a good engine.
It did
have
decent graphics. Unreal Engine.
Oh, okay, yeah, nice.
It actually uses the Unreal Engine.
Nice, okay, so it has a decent engine.
I don't remember the size, but it was... Yeah, I don't remember the size, but it was...
That's what she said.
Terraria took about a minute to install.
Terraria was awesome. I remember, like, clicking it, and I looked up an art, like, something, or how to play it, and then when I came back, it was done. I was like, nice.
Steam sales. So Steam sales fun. I'm probably going to get some cash for my birthday.
Nice.
So I'll buy shit, and then I get paid on Friday. So
Every Steam sale... Shit. I put aside $20, and I try to stay below $20. So far, I'm up to 5.
I spent like $40 last year.
Dude, it's so hard because the winter one, I was just like, there was a couple games, and I'm like, well, this would put me over my 20, but they're never going to be this price again.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck!
Yeah. The winter sale was great. You know what I thought about doing for the summer sale is buying a bunch of games that I can gift later. For Christmas.
That's not a bad idea, dude.
But the winter sale usually happens around Christmas.
Yeah,
time,
the winter sale. It's like, like a week before and during Christmas.
So
I like having the app on my phone because then I can just buy it from the app.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Ah.
Steam sale.
I know, dude. There was so many videos. Have you seen the Helm's Deep one?
Maybe
there's a Helm's Deep one where all the orcs have like the price discounts.
Yes, I did see that.
I have not seen that one, and I fucking laughed so hard.
I still just love the one I posted on my Facebook where the guy's, you know, he's just playing games, and all of a sudden the "Are you ready for a miracle?" starts playing on the other monitor.
Miracles.
And he's like, "No, I'm not ready." And he just tries to run away, but his wallet just like flies out of his pocket and into the computer.
I've seen a GIF of that one. Yeah.
I also saw another one where someone's like, they're like drinking an energy drink, and they're like, steam sale, and they open up their computer and just throw change in the CD tray and shut it.
I love what the internet does with the Steam sale. It's just so great.
It's good stuff.
It's like the internet's holiday.
Yeah, it is like a holiday. Yeah. It's like, it's that time of year.
Yep, that's exactly it. Because, when I found out, I was like, yes, Steam sale. My body is ready.
Oh, I just realized I'm getting a cake at work on Wednesday.
They give you cakes?
Yeah.
That's nice.
What was funny was we were doing this thing called like a stand-up, and it was just like a team building thing.
I know.
But she was just like, we were throwing this plush hamster around, and she was like, oh, just tell us anything. What's going on? You know, what do you got going on next week or something? I was like, oh, my birthday's next week. And someone's like, oh, what day? And like, Wednesday. And then later the supervisor came in to give a speech about something, and there's this running joke about cake. Apparently, we get it, but no one's ever actually seen cake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And someone That's spoke awesome. Up and said, hey, Matt's birthday's Wednesday. Are we going to finally get cake?
What'd he do?
And she's like, I'll bring you a cake. She's like, what kind of cake do you want? Carrot cake?
You should have been like, the diamond cake.
Diamond cake, yeah.
Be awesome if they got you like a diamond cake.
Apparently I'm getting a SpongeBob carrot cake.
Oh, hey, that'd be cool.
Someone was like, do you want like a character or something? I'm like, oh god, I don't know. And someone said SpongeBob. I'm like, all right, SpongeBob. I should have said something like, I want Samus, but not with the suit.
Are you okay with dick carrot cakes?
How about Ivy from Soul Calibur?
If I snap you a picture of me naked, will you make that the cake?
Let's see. What else? What else haven't we talked about in 2 weeks?
E3. But I was going to save that for gaming.
It's so far out of my mind, too.
Like, there was really nothing that I was like, ooh, except Far Cry 4.
I was excited for Pac-Man and Smash.
Oh, yeah. That was neat.
Yeah.
That was neat. I did not expect that. I don't think Pac-Man, the world expected that.
I hope Game & Watch is in. They.
I saw. It was just a random thing on Reddit. But yeah, Game & Watch is still in there.
Was he actually, was he in-game?
Not that I know of, but I know that they said Game & Watch was playable.
Okay, because I know at the end of the Pac-Man one, Game & Watch shows up to be like, hey, we're the oldest characters in Smash or something like that. But they actually haven't, I haven't seen him in-game yet. So,
From what I read, it sounded like he's
You know
still
who's
in the
still
game?
Not confirmed? Fucking Captain Falcon.
Really?
Yeah.
Has he been in all the others?
Yes, he's been in every
he's,
one.
He's got to be
You would think. I mean, and Falcon Punch is like, that's Smash right there. Falcon Punch.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
What the graphics look.
Fuck is going on outside the window. You hear that?
Monsters. The game looks pretty.
It
Holy
does.
Shit.
It does look really good.
That Wii U can throw out some graphics, man.
It can. Yeah. 1080p.
Far Cry 4 looked beautiful.
It did.
I couldn't. I was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know with the PS4 version, you can do co-op without the other person owning the game?
No, yeah. I didn't.
And it's only for the PlayStation. But yeah, you get 10. When you get the game, you get 10 like invites that you can send to people, and then they have to download. Basically, they download all the co-op missions. So then the person can play all the co-op with you.
That's awesome.
That's insanely cool.
That is really cool.
I don't know how big it's going to be, though. I bet it's going to be like 30 gigs. Because everything nowadays is huge.
Yeah. Well, you got like a 500 gig hard drive on that PS4, so.
Yeah.
Pathfinder. We've been doing a lot of shit in Pathfinder.
How's that going?
Good.
Good. You sent me the picture of everyone standing up.
Oh my god, that was forever ago.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, everyone was standing. Yeah, that's when it gets intense.
Oh, nice.
Do you remember what was the last thing I talked
2 weeks
about?
Is a while.
I know. Were we still getting the ship ready? Were we in the ocean yet?
No.
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 Did I tell you about Tyler 2's promising a bunch of guys that they had jobs on our ship, and then they...
No, you got the ship, but you needed a crew. That's where
you
left off.
All right, I'm going to try and bridge this because a lot of shit happened. Okay, so we got the crew. What we did was... I forgot what Stefan did, but what I did, I went and got food and supplies. Right. And then both the Tylers were sent to go find a crew. Well, they didn't even talk...
Yeah. Why would you send both the Tylers?
I don't know. They didn't talk to each other. Tyler Swanson actually did a decent job. He went into the town that, like, at the port and, like, interviewed people and found us a crew. Fucking Tyler Twos goes to the brothel and found a sailor and said, hey, bring your friends.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
So then we decide that day, it's like, we had two options. Either we could take the pirate ship or we could retrieve something and get another ship.
All right. Yeah, I remember this.
And so we decided to go with the pirate ship option. Well, we were sitting around, and we're like, you know what? Why don't we get two ships?
Ooh.
Like, why don't we just go get the stuff, and then we can have the other ship?
That's not a bad idea.
So we go in to this place and retrieve what we were supposed to. And the other captain's like, all right, you know, we can use my ship. And that ship was all... It already had food and a crew and everything, so we didn't really have to worry about it. It just has to come with us. So we had two ships. We named our ship the Sun's Grace, and we named the other ship Bodhi.
I like that.
And so the next morning, Stefan and I are on the ship, and Tyler 2's is, you know, came with us. And all of a sudden, that crew he promised jobs showed up. And it was like... All right, you know, here we're ready, and we're like, you got to tell them they don't have jobs, dude. We already have a crew.
Oh man,
you got to tell them. And so, he tried telling them. They were pissed. They were about ready to fight, and, you know, and like me and Stefan both pulled out our swords, and fucking Tyler 2's had a sword to his throat. And so we're like, don't do anything, don't do anything, because at that point, you know, in Pathfinder, when you're in that kind of a helpless position, you can just die by just getting stabbed.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't be like, oh, you lost so many hit points. No, you just got stabbed through the throat. You're dead.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to fight them because I feel like a bitch about it. But Tyler 2's actually just paid them some gold and they left.
Oh, yeah. You guys are kind of rich, aren't you?
Yeah. So we're like, all right. I got pretty ass devastated over the fact I was trying to. My best skills are diplomacy and intimidate. And I was fucking using diplomacy out the ass to try and get these guys to leave. And Austin never had me roll a diplomacy check.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, what? And then I started trying to do intimidation. I'm like, you guys need to leave right now. You're not taking anyone. You got to go. And he never had me roll an intimidate check. And I'm like, why? And he's like, these are pirates. They don't respect a woman. I'm like, you fucking serious?
Oh, man.
It's the stupidest fucking thing. I'm like, I'm a fucking walking arsenal. I've got like 6 weapons, a bunch of armor. I can fucking spit venom.
You got that vagina.
Yeah, but they're not intimidated. I should have made an example out of someone. That's what I should have done.
Yeah.
Should have spat venom in his face and then hung him from the ship.
What now? Who's pirates now, bitch?
Yeah. I thought that'd be kind of evil.
Yeah. Well, aren't you chaotic?
I'm chaotic neutral.
So, I mean, you could.
I probably could. I could probably get away with something like that. I probably can't keep doing it, but I could probably.
It is once.
I could probably get away doing it once.
Everybody gets one.
Yeah. So, we leave, and I'm trying to think what happened first, because I know there had to have been some sort of battle first.
Yeah, pirate ship battles. That'd be fucking sweet.
Everything. We fought a huge sea monster.
Nice. Nice. Was it like a Hydra or a...
I don't remember exactly what Kraken. It was, but it almost ate Tyler Swanson.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, almost fucking ate him. He was in the mouth of it, and I commanded it to drop him.
Oh, wow.
With my command spell,
that
yeah.
That is luck.
And then we both got in there, but it ended up dying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
and
luck.
We had to swim out.
That's
yeah.
scary.
What him, he can breathe underwater actually once
oh.
a day.
Oh, nice.
Me, I did have a spell. It's a weird spell name. It's called Ride the Waves. But it like makes me a super good swimmer. So
nice.
I was able to swim out. And we actually had him go down and get a tooth from it. And it's like a trophy on our ship.
Is it a big tooth?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Sweet.
Okay, so then we go to the other ship. And these guys have some tokens, and I was the one that knew what they were. And remember a year ago, we pulled from the Black Deck? That's what made me a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were tokens to summon the Black Deck.
Oh.
I, at first, said, just throw them overboard. I'm like, let's not fuck with this. Let's not do anything with this. So what ended up happening was I was like, okay, we gave them to Emma, and we gave the other one to... Who the fuck did we give it to? Twos? I think. Or maybe Swanson had it. I don't know. And what they did was actually ask for more when they summoned the Black Deck. And then I didn't want to pull any cards, but I got kind of sucked into it. I pulled 4 cards. What I ended up doing, what happened was I ended up gaining like a medium magical item. Huh? So I got like an amulet of natural armor. So, you know, I'm
cool.
A little harder to hit. But it gave me enough experience points to level. Which was great. I also got something that was like, as soon as you defeat your next enemy, you gain a level. So I got like 2 fucking levels.
That's awesome.
That was insane. I was just like, holy shit, I got 2 levels.
Nice.
I killed a rat.
Nice. Well, hey. As long as you killed something.
But then the bad cards I drew. I could have sworn I drew a 3rd bad card, but I can't remember. But I drew the same card twice because I drew it 2 different occasions.
Oh.
Like one was like I had to draw an extra card or something. I drew the card kill an ally or lose your most expensive weapon. The ally choices were Bushido, Tyler's old character, and Sadaki.
Oh no.
Or I would lose my fire longbow.
Dude, that seems like a good weapon though.
It does seem like a good weapon. So the first time I got it, I actually picked Sadaki.
Oh, no.
And Austin even did the whole thing. He's like, and then you hear, oh, Sadaki. But I actually got a chance at Retribution, and I actually changed it to Bushido.
Nice.
Tyler was pretty upset. He wasn't actually there at that time, so we must have given the token to Swanson. But I was like, I killed Bushido. And then the second time I did it, it was between Sadaki and my bow.
Oh, no.
And I got rid of the bow.
Oh, man.
I know.
Was it painful?
It was painful. It sucked.
Oh, that sucks.
But I cheated a little bit because Austin had said Sadaki's actually going to be a major player later. So with that information that I technically shouldn't have had, but I used it anyway.
All right. If he's going to be a major player, then that makes sense.
Yeah. But it was sweet because I got a bunch of sweet spells now because I gained 2 goddamn levels.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like I have Breath of Life now. I can revive creatures that have recently died.
Sweet.
It's also a really good healing spell, so I don't have to use it just for reviving people. Nice. I can heal with it. I got a revelation that allows me to give people extra hit points.
Ooh.
11 extra hit points. So say you have 100 hit points and I heal you extra like to 107. You have those 7 temporary hit points for 11 rounds.
Nice.
I got a fucking spell called Slay Living. It's fucking 12d6 plus 11.
Holy crap.
Yeah. The first time I used it, it was a critical hit. I did like 70 damage.
Damn.
I know.
Did you just like insta-kill?
Yeah.
Nice.
I fucking wrecked the guy.
Nice. Damn, that's insane.
It was pretty sweet. But because of the deck, Stefan decided he was going to go for broke and draw like 25 cards. He also dragged the Succubus into it. And she drew some cards. He dragged Luna into it, one of the Inquisitors that has helped us. And she drew some cards. Fucking Swanson drew a bunch of fucking cards.
Dude, you guys are just gambling.
I know. And I believe the reasoning behind it was they wanted to stock up on like wishes and stuff, but we ended up using all the wishes but one, negating bad things.
Oh, that's shitty.
Yeah, and then we had to fight a battle we never were supposed to fight. We ended up fighting like 7 Tyler clones, 2 Succubus clones, and 3 Luna clones.
Oh, God.
And good thing we had 2 ships because they all had a surprise round, and they killed nearly everyone on the ship in the surprise round.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were on the other ship. It was just like, and so they came over and we fought them, and it was a pretty tough battle, actually. It took like all night.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But we ended up losing our ship in the process.
So now you guys just have one ship?
Yeah, now we just have the one
ship.
That
is shitty.
It is shitty.
But at least you still have one ship.
I know. It still fucking sucks, though, that we lost the other ship.
Yeah. Man, that is shitty.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be mad.
I am a little mad. I'm very pooper peeved. Especially because I fucking lost on... We voted for a leader because you can get leader experience and they can hand out extra experience. And I got voted down, what, like 0-2 because I killed an unarmed pirate. It's like, well, fucking, the person we elected as leader just drew a bunch of fucking cards and dragged other people into it. We lost a boat. We lost the entire crew of the other ship.
That is actually
we could have died.
That is pretty crappy, actually.
It's like, what the fuck? I killed an unarmed pirate, and that's
how'd you
the
lose
worst
the ship?
Fucking
like,
thing.
Did it get destroyed, or just they took it?
Luna actually used a disintegration spell on it, because everyone, the enemies from the first ship actually came onto our ship.
Oh, okay.
And most of us had ways to either fly or jump to the other ship. So we figured if we sank it, which actually ended up working, that we would kill some of them just by drowning.
Gotcha.
And it worked.
All right.
So.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's crazy. That sucks, though. You lost a ship.
I know. We're still going to have to fight a fucking pirate ship.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to remember. I remember 2 ships. And we're going to... There's 3 ships. I remember 2. And we're going to run into one of them no matter what, I believe. There's a undead ship. There's a ship of magic users. I think the other one's just like a pirate ship, maybe. So... Apparently the undead ship is really one we don't want to run into. Because apparently it's led by a lich you can't really kill.
Ooh, no bueno. Unless you can do the Final Fantasy thing and like heal them and deal damage.
Well, you can do that to the regular ones.
Nice.
But apparently this lich is something else.
This lich is a bitch?
Mm-hmm. How far are we into this? Half an hour. All right.
You know, that's a good opening for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's a good opening. We had a lot to talk about.
Why does your mic keep popping?
I don't know.
It was doing that the last time.
I don't know why I'm so loud.
It's because you're so charismatic.
Yeah, that's it. That's totally it. You nailed it.
Rah!
Right on the head, Andy. You got it.
It's all the machismo you have.
See. All right, let's go into gaming news.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
So Platinum Games revealed an HD port of the original Bayonetta, which will be bundled with the release of Bayonetta 2.
Which, that's awesome. Two games for the price of one.
Is Bayonetta any good?
I've heard it's fun.
I've always heard so-so things about it, but it's just like really popular because the lead character is hot.
I've heard it's fun. I played a Platinum Games game. It was fun. It was that like futuristic cyborg one. I don't remember the name of it, but
well, they will get Nintendo themed costumes for Bayonetta. For instance, you can get Princess Peach. The costume will grant Bayonetta the ability to summon King Koopa.
Huh.
Let's see. The Link costume, which replaces the Sharuba with the iconic Master Sword. And a Samus costume, which equips the Umbra, which with the Cosmic Bounty Hunter's patent arm cannon and helmet visor, can be flipped up and down during cutscene. Okay, so you can be like, visor, no visor, visor, no visor.
Now,
do the Iron Man thing where he's like, I'm Iron Man, now I'm Tony Stark.
This is interesting. An HD port of the original game. Wasn't the original one HD? The one that came out on like Xbox and everything?
I guess not.
Yeah, like that doesn't make sense to me.
Mm.
But, oh well.
Interesting. I feel like Bayonetta. Original
East. This. They are in some poop.
Original E3 graphics for Watchdog were found in the PC code.
Which that means it's in the code for the consoles too, because they're all the same. Holy fuck. When I saw this article and all the pictures, I was like, you got some splaining to do.
I'm actually kind of glad I didn't get this game.
Me too.
Yeah, because
just the clusterfuck around
it. There's a clusterfuck around it, and I heard just, you know, it's not as great as
I heard the saying. I heard the mini games were more fun than the actual game.
Yeah.
But,
so,
yeah.
It's just apparently, if you guys don't know, apparently what they did was Ubisoft was like, the graphics on console are going to be just as good as the graphics on PC. Well, what they did was they scaled back the graphics.
To make it all continuity. There you go. To make every console parity. There we go.
So basically, yeah, the console graphics are as good as PC, but that's because you can only go so high on PC.
Yeah. That's some shit, dude.
That is some shit.
That is just, I can't believe they fucking did that. And like, for the most part, they say, the modder says that there's no performance impact at all. He says it runs smooth.
Really?
Yeah. There's like, the graphics are better and the performance aspect is very, very, it's stable. It's still stable.
Why?
So they done goofed.
Why?
They done goofed. Yeah, there you go. No noticeable drop in performance or rendering.
Yeah. I like how there's always that one guy that posts, like, graphics are not the end-all be-all.
Yeah, but dude,
but if you're going to literally handicap them.
Yeah.
It's like, graphics are indeed nice.
Yeah.
Like, they are
cool. I enjoy a game with great graphics.
And if you have the capability of looking really nice without any performance issues,
then do it.
Why not just do it?
Yeah.
Especially if it's in the goddamn code itself. It's right there.
I know. That's bananas. That's bananas.
B-A-N-A-E-R-S.
Bananas.
AVGN Adventures is $5 in Steam, so.
Do you have it?
Go ahead and get it. No, I don't.
I I enjoyed it.
Your birthday.
Fine.
Sweet.
It looked fun when you were playing it. I was like, that demo at SGC, I was like, that's pretty cool.
I've heard someone made a good point. Actually, it was Pro Jared, who used to work for Screw Attack, made a really good point that the game, while it might be fun, like, the main thing is like, oh, it's hard. But it wasn't, like, designed hard. They just threw in things to
make it hard.
Like, the level design is pretty basic, but they throw in those insta-kill blocks.
Gotcha. That, like Super Meat Boy, that game was designed
fucking insane. That game's designed really hard. You don't have to throw in those random blocks that are, a lot of times, not really fair. You have to, it's just trial and error, like, hitting those blocks to find out where they are.
Trial and error games bother me.
Yeah, no, me too.
It's like, bah.
You know what game I still have that we played at SGC was Rush Bros.
Dude, I like Rush Bros. Fun. Every once in a blue moon, I'll boot it up and play it for a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
I enjoy it.
I like that game quite a bit. Rockstar apologizes as heists have been delayed for GTA Online again.
Payday has made another game in the time.
Yeah, and
that Rockstar has promised heists.
And Battlefield Hardline is going to come out, and that's a heisty game.
Yep. I should have applied for the beta for that. I really wanted to get into that, but
yeah, you should have.
That's how I felt about that. Do you think heist will ever fucking come?
The thing is, I've always considered Rockstar my favorite developer. If they don't, they're going to drop to like 5. Oh, because that's major. That was like something everyone wanted to do.
And they promised that like right away. They're like, we're going to have heist online.
And they even have the special apartments for it. Yeah. You can't get the cheap one. You have to get the expensive one because you need a heist room.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm starting to get like, you know, more and more.
Have you played it since we stopped playing?
No, I haven't. Either. Yeah. I'm starting to get more and more apathetic about it. Like if heists come out in like 6 months.
I don't know if I'll play.
I might not care.
Yeah.
Especially if that's around the time Smash Bros. And the Master Chief Collection come out. Like,
or they're going to be like, hey, the PS4 versions came out. Here's heist.
Did I tell you my PS3 broke?
No! You're slim?
Yeah.
No! What happened?
I don't know, but it usually won't boot up, but if it does, it's all like all staticky and shit.
Holy shit.
I know.
That's so poopy.
I know. So, like, with maybe not my first paycheck because it's only 1 week, but my next one, I'm buying a PS3.
That sucks.
I know.
Don't get the super slims. I've heard overheating problems with those.
I was planning on just getting a slim again.
Yep. So. Slims are the good ones. But yeah, I've heard a lot of problems with the super slims.
Yeah.
So, that sucks.
I know.
That sucks.
So, if heists come out in the next couple weeks, I won't be able to play them. They're not coming out.
They're not coming out. I really want to say that they'll be like the 1 year anniversary heist will come out.
Man, even then,
it's a year. I don't play a game that long.
Yeah,
I'm really surprised I'm still playing Battlefield 4.
Yeah,
I enjoy that game though. I like Battlefields.
Mojang is bringing big changes to Minecraft servers, and not everyone is happy.
Is this the thing about
you can't play to win or pay to win anymore on servers.
Wait, there was pay to win servers?
Well, the individuals could set up servers where you could pay, and then the operator would give you like more experience or certain weapons or stuff like that. Because you know how you can go in there and like when we played, like, you know, give player diamond sword or something like that.
Oh.
They would set it up to be like, hey, send it to my wallet and We'll do that.
Apparently, I didn't know that.
Apparently, you can't do that anymore. You can still accept donations, sponsorship, and even in-game ads, but you cannot pay to win. Many current server hosts are pissed at the idea, claiming that even with all those monetization channels, they simply won't be able to afford to keep the servers online.
Dude, what did we pay for, like, 3 months? It wasn't that bad.
Like, $20.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but these people are having, like, 300 people on or something.
That's true.
Because we could have... Like,
oh, yeah, we could have paid for all that extra
to
shit.
To get a lot more and to get, like, tech it and stuff, it was, like, pushing, like, the hundreds.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you explained that to me, because I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Andy, you want to get into technology news?
Sure.
Let's do it.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
Drones are now banned in every national park in America.
Oh, really?
The National Park Service just announced a sweeping ban on drones. The new policy prohibits launching, landing, or operating unmanned aircraft on lands and waters administered by the National Park Service.
Dun, dun, dun.
So.
Huh.
There we go.
Crashing in the canyon.
Let's see. In April, visitors at Grand Canyon National Park gathered for a quiet sunset, which was interrupted by loud, unmanned aircraft flying back and forth, eventually crashing into the canyon.
Well, I guess that's what you get.
And it also disturbed sheep at Zion National Park. Oh, yeah, that's pretty stupid. They're disruptive is basically why they've been banned.
I didn't think they were that loud. Drones, they made that like sound.
One's buzzing around your head, I guess. Sure, so, you know, if it was like, you know, ceiling height from us, you know, I'd be like, it's fucking annoying.
That is true.
If it was ceiling height from us, I'd jump and hit it with a stick. I've got a sticker on it
your
somewhere.
Lamp just,
If it was that annoying, I'd just be like,
fuck you. All right, well, I guess I haven't experienced it yet, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Three uses for incognito mode that don't involve porn.
Okay.
But they could at any time.
Yeah.
You could check your social media profiles. Basically, what they're saying here on this Gizmodo article is you know your Facebook when you're logged in, but how does it look to a stranger? Go incognito mode and you can actually see, like, it'll help people with security because you know they have so many security options on Facebook. If you went and looked at it as just a stranger and you're like, wait a minute, I don't want strangers seeing that.
Oh, okay.
You could go into your profile and check.
How do you do that? Do you just type in your profile name then?
Yeah. Yeah, facebook.com/whatever your profile name is. Right. You can customize your profile name, I think.
I don't think I have. I think mine's a bunch of numbers and shit.
Mine's like that too. Keeping secrets on shared computers. You can start shopping for an Xbox One for the kids or a nice pair of earrings for the wife, and the chances are that you'll leave a digital trail everywhere from your browser's autofill address bar to the list of recently viewed items on Amazon.
Yeah. Fucking Camille and I share my account, so I guess that really doesn't matter because then she could see what the fuck I was buying. Which pissed me off because I bought like a fake engagement ring. Like not a real one because I didn't want to bring a real one to Italy.
Yeah.
But she wanted to use it for Amazon streaming and I fucking knew she was going to look in the buy thing. She's like, oh, where'd you get this? I knew you bought this ring for something. And I'm like, that almost ruined the engagement surprise. And I would have, I'm still a little bit mad about it. Like
I can tell.
Yeah. It was fucking frustrating.
I can stop, Andy. Okay. You're scaring me. Andy. Stop hitting me, Andy. Oh, God,
this is
Andy.
What you deserve. Go to bed.
I really hurt my hand, actually. Yeah.
You're going to need that to type in stuff at work. Watch that water absorb in that skin. Yeah, boy. Puts the lotion.
Unbiased searches is the third option. Google uses all kinds of indicators to influence the sites you see at the top of your search results.
Makes sense.
From who you're friends with on Google Plus to the sites you visited most often, if you want to see an unbiased search, use incognito mode.
It's not a bad idea.
And the fourth option, porn.
I always use it when I'm on public computers. I always make a flag in my head if I'm using a public computer and use incognito mode because I'm like, I don't need none of that shit left over.
I was talking with a friend of mine, and I always end up having like really weird things in my internet history. I should really use incognito mode more.
Did you know you can tell Firefox not to remember any of that shit without incognito mode?
Yeah.
That's what I have it do.
Like, you know, just like I was playing with the dildo generator.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
But, like, if I were to die and someone were to look through my internet, it's history, they'd be like, what the fuck is a dildo generator?
Click. Oh. Oh.
What was Matthew into?
Matt. I wish there was a way to, like, how, like, there's a way, like, your computer would know you died. And so it would just be like, whoop, he's dead. just like destroy the hard drive.
That would be awesome.
I do have safeguards in the house, though, if the FBI ever came and knocking.
Really?
Yeah, I do have safeguards. We have one huge fucking magnet in our basement, and I'm just going to grab that thing and chuck it at all the computers.
You don't have like a, God, what movie was that? I can't, oh, it was The Core.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, when they needed like this super hacker or something to run the computer systems. And so the FBI came knocking, but he thought, you know, they were going to arrest him.
Yeah.
So he's like throwing hard drives and CDs into microwaves. He had like all these microwaves and he's just like, boop, 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 boop. And everything's going, poof, poof, poof.
Oh my God, that's not a bad idea.
No, that's not.
But yes. Oh, here we go.
Amazon Fire Phone. It's apparently what you asked for.
Really? Because I didn't ask for head tracking in a phone.
Yeah, 3D modeling for shit I'm going to buy.
Yeah.
You know, that's worth buying a $700 phone for.
Oh, really? Is that with contract, too?
That's probably without contract.
Oh, okay.
But, you know.
All right. If you ignore the 3D head tracking, it's just another Android device. That's literally what it is. Mm. And the base operating system is Android, just with layers of Amazon on top of it.
Yeah.
So it's nothing special, really.
I know. It's nothing special.
Yeah. And plus, whoever's going to the first adopters, there's always going to be problems with mm-hmm. that. So like the second and maybe third version of the phone will be good. But the first one's going to have
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, it's like my mom has a Kindle, right. And I believe that runs Android, but with yeah. Amazon on top of it, and it sucks.
Yeah, Kindles aren't great.
Like
is it a Fire, or is it just one of the ink ones?
It's a Fire.
Okay, so then yeah.
But I mean, it's just like the lock screen has an advertisement on it.
It sucks. Yeah, it's just an Android phone.
Yeah.
All it is.
Exactly. All right, that will do it for technology news. Let's move on to the main event.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Fugitive disguises himself with bright orange hair and painted blackface.
What? I would assume that might be a picture of him up there.
Yes, I believe
what?
So.
That is the opposite of disguise.
Daniel Skelton allegedly did this after breaking out of jail in Hawaii. Long story short, he was caught.
Yeah, I would imagine if you have orange hair.
Skelton, a convicted thief, escaped from Oahu Community Correctional Center on Monday after punching a hole through a wooden ceiling of the jail's bathroom, crawling out of the building and exiting through a weak spot in the barbed wire fence.
Holy crap.
Apparently he was incarcerated on probation violation.
How
long could you possibly be in jail for a probation violation?
I would say less than 6 months. Less
yeah.
than 6 months.
Like, I'm no expert, but that's not really something you go away a long time for. Yeah. And you're going to break out of prison?
Yeah.
Now you're going to go away a lot longer.
Man.
Skelton was captured by U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force and local police on Wednesday afternoon following a wild chase through, Nuanu neighborhood of Honolulu. A marshal was tipped off when he heard reports of a man with painted blackface running in the area.
Jesus. Dude, well, there's your thing right there. He's not that smart to begin with.
No. No, he's not, obviously.
Have you seen the mugshot of the handsome guy mugshot?
Oh, my God. I have seen that. And every girl who was like, oh, lock me up in that prison, I don't want in my life.
Yeah, nothing good comes out of that.
I saw another thing where someone like found his Facebook or something
and
put another picture next to him. And it said, proof that sometimes you just take a good picture because he looks ugly as fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got like a missing tooth and like gold replacement teeth. Shit. And he just looks stupid.
Now, really quick, look at this picture of Jessica Simpson. She looks kind of scary. Top right.
She does look a little scary.
Yeah. It was like one of the first pictures in a while in public she's been seen or whatever, but I was just like, oh.
Hey, should we find out the one item you should have in your bedroom if you want more sex?
Click it really quick. What the fuck is it?
All right, let's find out.
Let's see if it's something stupid.
Television. new study has found that those who have a television in the room get twice the action than those who do not.
It's because the girl gets bored and it was just like, let's bang, TV's boring.
Yeah.
That's it. There you go. That's your reason. This guy's stupid as fuck, man. Well, one, to break out of prison, that's stupid as fuck.
So. Yeah. The Swiss cheese pervert pleads guilty to indecent exposure and harassment.
I love that fucking picture. I love that picture, especially with the star.
Yeah, star over his jump.
But just, why you gotta fuck some cheese, man?
Well, apparently he didn't necessarily, you know, Swiss cheese has holes in it, but those holes aren't big enough.
No, you gotta like.
Yeah. You gotta bore through that. Apparently he didn't do that. Apparently he just rubbed Swiss cheese on himself.
Still, that's fucking
like,
weird,
like
man.
Slices. No, slices aren't that weird. I'm just kidding.
Just put a slice and call it a dick sandwich.
It's low carb, too. It's only cheese and meat.
Get all the protein you need, all the dairy you need. But that's just so weird.
Christopher Pagano pleaded guilty this past Thursday to indecent exposure and harassment. In addition to 8 months of probation, he must undergo sex offender counseling.
You're a sex offender now because you're rubbing cheese on your dick.
In public.
In public.
And he apparently approached other people and were like, hey, you want to see this?
Scroll down to his picture.
Is that his picture?
No, that's not his picture. All right.
Huffington Post usually has just a bunch of random fucking mugshots.
Yeah. God damn it.
The story went viral after a Philadelphia neighborhood watch group posted a blurry cell phone picture on its Facebook page of a half-naked man in his car holding what appears to be cheese.
Look at his eyes like, who, me?
Yeah. Oh, you caught me. Take a picture.
Watch me rub this cheese all over myself. God damn it. You think he likes cheese fondues? Like he just fucks a pot of cheese?
Oh, that'd be hot though, wouldn't it?
Well, he lets it cool down probably.
Maybe not.
He wears a condom. That's my SPF.
Oh, don't make that sound.
I know Camilla fucking hates it. Every time she makes a dumb face, that's my sound because like, she fucking hates it. She makes these dumb ass faces and she's like, you're laughing. I'm like, because they're so dumb. But they're like, they're so goddamn stupid.
You're not even married yet. And you're like, she makes these dumb ass faces.
What? I just walked in the room. There's her dumbass face.
Get me a beer. Get it yourself. I swear to God, when we get married.
1 month.
To the moon.
Where'd Camilla? To the moon. Or the ground.
I hope she doesn't listen to this.
She doesn't listen this far. Unless someone tells her.
Yeah, well, let's not tell her.
Yeah.
No one tell her.
No one tell her. That's right. I think half the people don't listen this far.
If you've made it this far, you're a true fan.
Thank you.
And I will slap you to the moon, I swear to God.
Marty!
Pet cemeteries may bury owners with animals in New
Look
York.
Look at that fucking picture.
That fucking
that
cat.
That cat, yeah. That...
Pet cemeteries in New York State could soon be getting a human touch thanks to a new regulation that makes it legal for pet owners to be buried with their deceased animals.
And they can only bury them as long as they don't charge a fee and don't advertise human burial services. That's random. Are they running out of human graves space?
I don't think so. I just think I've heard this before, like people want to be buried with their animals.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Had I got Chip stuffed, you know, I'd be like, bury me with Chip. Because then think about it. You guys have to fucking die at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Or else you got to keep a body around.
Or it's ashes and then you bury the ashes.
Yeah, that's fucking.
I'm
thinking Egyptian here, you know? I don't want to be ashes in the afterlife. That's why you were buried with your possessions, because they imagined you needed them in the afterlife, which is why I want to be buried with my PS4, my laptop, my tablet, my Pathfinder sheet.
And that hooker over there.
Yeah.
Bury me with her.
Yeah, bury me with her.
What? Here's $50. You make a life commitment now.
Yeah. But she's not dead yet. She will be.
To the moon.
Florida inmates smuggle gun into prison for apparently the most Florida reason ever.
Yes.
And you know what I totally forgot? We haven't done Florida in a long time. Pro tip, shooting yourself with a gun you smuggled into prison won't get you lawsuit money or a reduced sentence. We know this because DeShondre Billups and Kirk Cartwright know this. The two Florida inmates, along with five others, were arrested Tuesday in what authorities describe as a plot to sue the Florida Department of Corrections. The department began its investigation in March after Billups and Cartwright were shot with a .25 caliber Beretta inside the Columbia Correction Institution. Cartwright and Billups told guards that they were shot by an unknown assailant while they were praying in their cell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With help of friends, family members, and a third inmate, the suspects allegedly smuggled a semi-automatic pistol into the prison through the mail.
Wow.
They allegedly had plans to shoot themselves and sue the prison system in an effort to settle for reduced sentences.
Wow. That is Florida. Florida.
To shoot themselves.
I wonder if they shot them like my foot. Boop. Yeah. Ah, I'm suing.
No, they could tell by the angle, so you shoot me and I'll shoot you.
Why are we doing this naked? Don't worry, man.
Yeah, don't worry. Let me just shoot your dick.
Wow, our mail system sucks. They regularly snuck cell phones and drugs into the prison.
Jeez.
Really?
Do you watch Orange is the New Black?
Yep.
Did you see season 2?
We just started watching it. We're up to like episode 4.
Fucking look at you. We just started watching it.
Oh, yeah.
We just started watching it. Ooh. Andy, can't you watch your own TV?
Or
are you the overbearing one? Can't she watch her own TV, Andy?
Oh, I don't give
can't Camilla that. Watch her own TV without you harping over her?
Wow. Yeah. I said we.
Yeah, you sure did.
If Camilla was here, she'd be like, yeah! That was like half me yawning, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We just started watching it.
But yeah, on the fourth episode.
Did you see that thing I posted on Facebook about bridesmaids?
I think. Which one?
The one where apparently a new trend is they just like show their ass.
Yep, I saw that.
Yeah, I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
What a classy wedding.
Yep. Hey, boop!
But I thought, you know, maybe we could one-up them. And have the groomsmen do it.
I really thought you were going to say boobs instead of butts.
No. No. I'm not trying to drag the bridesmaids into anything. I'm talking about us. No, we're not fucking doing that. Don't give me that maybe face. That's not happening.
John would do it.
Woody?
I think John would. I think Mitch might be the only one that would have a problem with it. I know Eric wouldn't. But Eric also has no ass. Just look at, if you look at those pants. Hey, I see you got New Broom on there. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good website. Uh-huh. Is it still going? I haven't been on it.
I don't know.
Oh, well. All right.
We going to do that?
I'll throw the idea. And just here's the sound of Camilla. Smacking the idea down.
Fine, let's do it at your bachelor party.
All right. Dude, that's going to be a blast.
Is it?
I don't know what we're doing, but it's going to be a blast no matter what.
I roughly heard ideas from Mitch.
Yeah, strip clubs. That's all we need.
Yeah.
And Josh was like, I forgot, he was telling Eric, he's like, Josh was like, have you ever actually partied with Andy? And Eric's like, no. He's like, Andy spends a lot of money on alcohol. I'm that way at strip clubs, which is very true.
I've heard stories about
Josh
his.
Josh spends insane, like $300.
Oh, my God.
The last time I went with him, I know he spent $200 at a strip club. And he's a fucking brochacho at a strip club, too.
Is he?
B squad stripper in front of him, and across the way there was a bachelorette party, and they were all getting naked, and the stripper was like, hey honey, I'm right here, and Josh was like, no, they're right there, and the stripper was like, oh fuck you, and all this stuff.
Oh my god, I want to go with Josh.
Josh.
Dude, it's a fucking hoot.
I want to go with Josh.
And a bachelor party gives him the perfect excuse. He can't just be like, hey, Amy, I'm going out to a strip club. He's like, hey, I'm going to a bachelor party. Who's Andy's? Oh, yeah. It's going to be fucking insane. As long as I don't end up in jail or ruin the marriage, I don't give a shit what happens.
Oh, no, I wouldn't let you do either.
Yeah, thank you. That'd be nice. I need someone watching me because I get...
I might not prevent what you do to be thrown in jail, but I'll break you out.
All right. Starsky and Hutch.
All right.
Just fucking... Oh, God. Camille, we can't get married. I'm in Louisiana. We can't go back to Nebraska.
Louisiana.
It's the first thought that came to my head.
We had to skip town. I'm wanted for something.
What? I don't know, but... Matt broke me out.
Doesn't her mom work at the courthouse?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to burn some documents.
Just set the courthouse on fire. We're going down together.
Oh, man. All right. So that will do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3-HitCombo PC. That is the number 3 PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3-HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3-Hit Combo Podcast. So for Andy, this is Matt signing out. The top of 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 the top of